After months of a ballooning budget, political controversies, and offset drama, Snow White is in theaters, and it's a film that, for better or worse, will turn heads. The latest Disney live-action remake takes a new perspective on the Mouse House's first full-length animated film.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all?
Snow White.
Rachel Zegler stars as the title character, a princess reduced to scullery maid by her evil stepmother.
The queen is evil. You must flee into the woods.
After being abandoned in the forest, she meets seven dwarves who help her try to win back her kingdom.
You dare to disobey me?
The queen stole it from all of us.
Director Mark Webb walks a tightrope with this film, keeping true to the imagery and flavor of the original while filling in the gaps to tell a full story. After all, we have to admit the 1937 version has only about 20 minutes of story, no real character development, and moments that don't quite hold up 88 years later.
I know. We'll clean the house and surprise them. Then maybe they'll let me stay. And if you let me stay, I'll keep house for you.
A lot is added, but it doesn't feel bloated like Beauty and the Beast or The Little Mermaid.
Can you point me in the right direction?
With a fantastic performance by Zegler and a great look, though admittedly clunky presentation by Gal Gadot, the new Snow White is remarkably bright, entertaining, and fun.
This could be so much fun!
Snow White gets 4 apples out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.